Part 2. Listen to Mariella and Eric talking about immigration in America. You will hear the recording twice. For tasks A to E, tick the correct answer.
So, Eric, what's the situation about immigration in the United States? Is it similar to Italy?
Actually, from what you told me, it sounds really similar. The US has a lot of immigration. We get a lot of people from Latin America or Central America. They either cross the border from Mexico or they come by boat. Similar to Italy.
I understand that a lot of people are from South America or Central America. Are they now starting to teach Spanish in schools?
Spanish has been taught in schools for many years now, but I don't think they do a very good job. Most people can't speak Spanish. But many of the immigrants who come to the US do a really good job of learning English. The first generation struggles, but then the second generation, their children become bilingual rather quickly. So speaking two languages is no problem for them.
When foreigners come to the United States and find a job, do they earn the same amount of money as the Americans?
Ooh, that's an interesting question. I think most employers pay the same wage. But what happens is that often only people who are new to the country will take certain jobs. For example, they work in fast food companies or maybe on farms, sometimes in construction. Since the pay is not that great, it's mainly immigrants who apply for such jobs.
Would you say immigrants are important for America?
It's a very controversial issue. Some people think if there weren't so many people coming into the country, then people that were born in the country would apply for those jobs and get paid more. Others say the country was developed by having immigrants come into the country. So economically, it's very important, I think.
All right. Thank you very much, Eric. So, Eric, what's the situation about immigration in the United States? Is it similar to Italy?
Actually, from what you told me, it sounds really similar. The US has a lot of immigration. We get a lot of people from Latin America or Central America. They either cross the border from Mexico or they come by boat. Similar to Italy.
I understand that a lot of people are from South America or Central America. Are they now starting to teach Spanish in schools?
Spanish has been taught in schools for many years now, but I don't think they do a very good job. Most people can't speak Spanish. But many of the immigrants who come to the US do a really good job of learning English. The first generation struggles, but then the second generation. Their children become bilingual rather quickly. So speaking two languages is no problem for them.
When foreigners come to the United States and find a job, do they earn the same amount of money as the Americans?
Ooh, that's an interesting question. I think most employers pay the same wage. But what happens is that often only people who are new to the country will take certain jobs. For example, they work in fast food companies or maybe on farms, sometimes in construction. Since the pay is not that great, it's mainly immigrants who apply for such jobs.
Would you say immigrants are important for America?
It's a very controversial issue. Some people think if there weren't so many people coming into the country, then people that were born in the country would apply for those jobs and get paid more. Others say the country was developed by having immigrants come into the country. So economically, it's very important, I think.
All right. Thank you very much, Eric.
This is the end of part 2. Now, skip to part 3.